This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark and the RefS member companies. I'm Mark Magnuson. Sustainable aviation fuel might be the next big growth sector for biofuels, such as corn ethanol. And the Treasury Department may have put the industry in motion with its sustainable aviation fuel tax guidance. We will hear more from the Renewable Fuels Association's Jeff Cooper next.
Your local FS is member-owned. And that means when you buy our flagship brands like FS Envision and FS High Soy, you're actually buying seed from yourself. And you wouldn't sell yourself anything but the best, would you? In field after field, FS brands are out-yielding the competition. Talk to your local FS crop specialist about Envision corn or high soy soybean seed today. At harvest, you'll be glad you did. Envision and high soy are available exclusively at your local FS member company.
The biofuels industry could be headed for its next big growth boom with a major early step now complete. Renewable Fuels Association head Jeff Cooper says the Treasury has accepted a modeling tool to measure carbon intensity and eligibility for tax credits for sustainable aviation fuel.
We were looking for inclusion of the Department of Energy's GREET model in this guidance, and we were happy to see that it is in fact listed as an approved methodology for doing that analysis.
Cooper says the Treasury Department must still work out the details, but he's hopeful about revisions expected by March.
We are cautiously optimistic. We're hopeful that this guidance today is what will open the door to this opportunity for America's ethanol producers and farmers and airlines to really jump into the aviation fuel marketplace.
Widespread SAF use could open a 36 billion gallon market for biofuels like corn ethanol. Cooper says that would help to keep the renewable fuels industry strong, despite some drivers transitioning away from liquid fuels in the motor vehicle fleet.
Demand for liquid fuels in light-duty transportation, we do expect to be flat or declining over the long term, as we do see greater fuel economy and more electrification in the light-duty fleet. So we look at aviation as a potentially huge new market opportunity.
For this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those stories to your inbox each day. You're listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.